Okay, I'll just share with you a little conversation that I had with Dadiji, Dadi Prakash Muni. And you know, although Dadi doesn't speak much, but she's very mentally alert, active, inside. And that is the sign of a karmatit stage, where she is seeing everything as an observer. And she speaks where she wants to speak, otherwise she keeps silent. And it's a big, big thing. Last night I was discussing it with someone, some senior sister. It is a very, very, big thing. That Dadi, who has been taking care of the whole yajna, she has just withdrawn and has just become an observer. Sakshi Drishta. It's a very big thing, very big thing. So one day, just in this visit only, 2 or 3 days back, I was sitting with her at the breakfast table, and after the breakfast was over, Munivan asked me not to allow her to close her eyes. You make her busy. So I just asked her a few questions. I will share with you one or two. The first one was, I said, Dadi, you are the right hand of Baba. She said, yes. Then who is your right hand? She said, Ishu Dadi. And then Moiniben and Muniben were also there. She said, aren't we your right hands? She said, yes. Then I asked her, Dadi, what is the quality of a right hand soul? The one who wants to be a right hand of Baba, what should be the quality? And she said, number one, the one who is to be the right hand of Baba has to be very, very obedient. Number one. Number two, she said, faithful. The one on whom Baba can have faith. Number three, she said, the one who is very clean and clear intellect, very pure, truthful, honest, very clean, sachai and safai, truthfulness and internal cleanliness. Number four, she said, active. Active. One has to be very active. And number five, she said, one should be very wise. Sayana. Wise. The one who is able to understand everything. And the one who is able to catch the signals of Baba in no time. And number six, she said, the one who is all round. The one who is able to do everything. All round buddhi. Then I asked her, Dadi, who were those sisters whom Baba liked the most? What should be the specialities? Then she said, those sisters, those children who spoke sweetly and very softly. Baba used to like those children. And then she said another thing. Those children who were good speakers. Baba used to like those children who were good speakers because service was expanding at that time. So good speakers. Then I asked her one question, Daddy. What do you mean by Madhuban being the holy pilgrimage? I said, but what is the holy pilgrimage place now? Is it Madhuban or Shantivan? If now it is in Shantivan, Baba is coming. You know, she said, no, it is still Madhuban. Why? Because that's the place where Baba has played his role in Sakar form. So, then I said, Daddy, Baba loved you so much, why? Why did he made you the instrument? And it was just conversation going on for half an hour. Nearly for half an hour I was talking to her. Then she said, Baba loved me more. Out of all the sisters, Baba loved me like this, she would say. Baba loved me the most. I said, why? What was so special in you? Then she said, because I was totally understanding Baba and I used to be with Baba in everything. And I was very, very obedient, following Baba's Srimad at every step. This is why Baba liked me the most. Then it went on and on. But what I found was, These are the things. Then I asked her, Daddy, can't I become your right hand? She said, no. I said, why? She said, no, you are a teacher. And teacher means you are in the field of service and you have to be in Delhi doing service. Right hand means the one who stays with Daddy. She said, Ishu is my right hand. Mohini Ben is my right hand, Munni is my right hand. You can't be the right hand because you are that. She is very right. No? It's true. She is not trying to please me, but she is telling me the truth. What is? So what I observed in Daddy was, she gave us all those essential dharana points which are needed to be the right hands of Baba. One has to be very, very obedient. Once Baba said something, that's it. No thought why Baba said this to me. Obedience means obedience. Number two, being very faithful. It is one thing to have faith in Baba. It is much, much higher thing where Baba has faith in you. To have faith in Baba is not a very big thing. But Baba having faith in you, it's a very big thing. You must be trustworthy. And number three, to be very truthful, honest, very clean inside, very clear.
whom?
Baba can show himself.
If I am not clean
and not very clear intellect, not very pure, Baba cannot glorify himself through me. The instrument is not good. So Baba needs cleanliness, clear, very truthful, honest heart and mind. Then to be the right hand of Almighty authority. Naturally one has to be very, very active, mentally alert. If a person is not active, how will he or she be doing the work of Baba? Not possible. Just as big officers in the world, they keep very active, intelligent assistants. Similarly, Baba. To be the right hand of Baba means how much alert I should be. And then catching the signals of the boss, catching the signals from Baba, this is another thing. Only then I can be the right hand. Baba should not say to me, but I should be able to catch what Baba wants from me. And then to be all-rounder. I can do this, I can't do that. No. He is Almighty Authority. He needs his work to be done. And if I don't qualify, I'll be rejected. This is why one of the qualities of a good teacher that Dadi has been instilling in our minds is you should be all-rounders. All-rounders. Capable of doing everything. I recall I was in Calcutta in 1974, I think, when the big fairs were being held. From Delhi, we went to Calcutta. And I was very new in my surrendered life at that time. Only in 72 I had surrendered. So, a big media meet, no, it was not exactly conference, but press conference was being organized, and Dadiji asked me to write press release. You know, we gave the handout to the press people. And I said to Dadi, Dadi, I have never done it. I don't know how to do it. You know what she said to me? She said, someday or the other day, it will be the first day when you will have to do this. Do it today. She said, do you know? I used to write literature when Jagdishji was not there. Others were not there. Baba used to get the literature written by me. So Dadi has written literature also. In the beginning of Yajna. So she said, someday or the other it will be the first day, so do it today. And I did it. This is Dadi, where she says, you have to be all-rounder, doing everything, not thinking that this is the work of brothers and this is the work of sisters. No, everything. this is the work of the kitchen and this is the work of a teacher giving lectures. No. Everything. Okay? I think this is sufficient. Some other time, some more. Of course, it went on. It was very interesting. The conversation was very interesting. But I am putting a stop here. Sometime later, then I'll share.